Can I feel a gap? Oh, I don't feel a gap anymore.
It squished it down.
Before I get too excited, let me find my tiny little screws.
Flush.
Take off the screen protector, and that, my friends, is a brand new display and brand new battery on our iPhone 12. The last step here is to run our system configuration. With that, I am going to press the volume up and down buttons and then plug it into power. Initiating correct components. So, we've gone through the step. Battery health, 100%. It all shows up like it's a legitimate, authentic battery. That, my friends, is our repaired iPhone. Is Apple's self-service repair worth it? When you look at the financial side of this, it does not make sense to use self-service repair, like, at all. In fact, a couple of these repairs would have been cheaper to have the Apple Genius Bar do it for you. So I paid $234.36 for the new display assembly for this iPhone 12, and that is including the rebate I get for shipping back the old display, right? So I'm gonna quote that in all of these prices. So $234. Now, if I took this to the Genius Bar, it would cost $279. So I am saving some money here, but you also have to factor in the $50 I spent on tools, which puts us at $5 more than having Apple do it themselves. Now, there is the option to purchase a new display from iFixit. Now, this is going to run you $145, although like Apple, if you send in your display, you'll get a refund. In this case, it's $10 off. So I'm gonna quote iFixit at $135. Now, that is a significantly better deal. And unlike spending $50 for the Apple tools, iFixit is only a $5 upgrade. Although for $5, you're getting a heated display pick versus a full-on display press and battery roller and everything like that. So the level of tools is significantly going to be less, but you're going to get that at a way cheaper price. Now, when it comes to replacing the battery, self-service repair looks a little bit more competitive. So after I return the battery that came with the phone, it's gonna cost me $46 for the replacement. Now that compares pretty well with $89 to get a battery replacement at the Genius Bar, but keep in mind that that is not including the $50 I would have to pay on the Apple tools. Now iFixit does look a little bit better here in that it is $40 for a new battery and again $5 for the tools to get in. But I will say that while the screen was a fairly involved process, the battery is a step further because you of course have to take off the screen and the speaker, and you have to pull the battery out. So this is an area where I actually, even though the Genius Bar is more expensive, would probably spend the extra 40, 45 bucks and have them do it. That being said though, if we actually talk about the overall value of these repairs, a battery actually makes sense. So this is of course all based on an iPhone 12. So these prices can slightly change if you're using a newer phone. But the problem is that we're talking about spending $200, $300 repairing this iPhone, which is only worth like 300 bucks. And there's a certain point at which it's kind of hard to justify spending that much money to keep this phone going. But if we sum all this up, I will tell you this, as much as I want self-service repair to be a viable option, it's not. They're serializing all these certified Apple components, which means that when you do go to iFixit and buy third parties, or if you went to your local repair shop that's not using authentic Apple parts, you're getting parts that are giving you constant errors saying, hey, I'm not authentic. Oh, you can't see the battery health anymore. Oh, your True Tone doesn't work. Like all of these things that feel very anti-consumer. It feels like, on one hand, Apple is saying that they support self-service repair. On the other hand, they're making it basically impossible to have any other option out there that's a smooth, seamless thing. I wish that alongside self-service repair, they would just ease the fuck up when it comes to all the serialized stuff. I gotta say, like, I'm pretty cynical about this whole self-service repair thing. Like, it just is clearly not the answer for literally anyone besides Mother Nature.